What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. Welcome to a bonus edition of the podcast. If you guys listened to my entertainment episode yesterday on Friday, you would know that I didn't cover Dancing with the Stars in it this week, even though, of course, that's been the leading topic on all my entertainment episodes. But I hadn't been able to watch this week's episode. But thankfully, early Saturday, I was able to get back to it and watch the Halloween edition of Dancing with the Stars. So this is, a special edition of a podcast. I'm gonna be giving my thoughts on each performance, starting with the first couple of the night, ending with the final one. Of course, I give my score and then give the actual score that they receive from the judges. And we take it from there. But yeah, I thought it was another incredible episode in season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. I enjoyed it once again, as I always do. Every time I watch the show, I always enjoy it. And with that said, let's start it off. Oh, a little side note. This week, there were four judges, as Niecy Nash Betts, the actress and former Dancing with the Stars contestant, was actually a special guest judge. So with that said, of course, the max score this week isn't 30, as per usual. It was actually a max of 40. So I just wanted to get that out there before you guys hear my scores. You're like, wait, what the heck? It's impossible for them to get these scores. So there you go. But yeah, with that said, so the first couple of the night was Jason and Daniela. Of course, Jason and Daniela have been arguably the most consistent couple so far this season on Dancing with the Stars. And I thought it was another tremendous performance from this very impressive couple. You know, a couple weeks ago, I said they might be the best couple that the show's ever seen. And week in and week out, they're always at the top of the leaderboard, and they're always doing their thing. I gave Jason and Daniela a 38, and they received a 36 from the judges. So, of course, that's only the first score of the night. And look, me and the judges weren't too far along. You know, usually I only have maybe one or two scores that are similar or close to the judges. So there you go. Following them was Allison and Sasha. Of course, I always talk about this couple, one of my favorite couples on the show. I love watching them perform, love watching them interact, and I think they have great personalities, great vibes, they're funny, and they're just like people that you want to be around and hang around, because, you know, you'll have a good time with them, they'll make you laugh, make you smile, and all that stuff, and I think Allison and Sasha, they keep getting better week in and week out, specifically the last 2 weeks. I've seen more consistency out of Allison, and you see Allison, the dancer, getting better and better, so it's a great thing to see for sure. I gave them a 28, and they received a 29 from the judges. Following them was Sochi and Val. So Sochi and Val, from week one to now, they, along with Jason and Daniela, they've been one of the most consistent couples in the show this season. And I think this was another incredible performance by Sochi and Val. I don't know what else to say about them. They keep getting better and better. They're so good together. Great partnership. They both do their thing. Great facials, great acting, but also great dancing, of course, you know. And Sochi, you know, youngest contestant on the show, and she could win it all. I wouldn't be surprised. With that said, they did receive my best score of the night, as I gave Sochi and Val a perfect 40 out of 40. They received a 37 out of 40. Following them was Harry and Riley. Of course, coming off of a disappointing performance last week, after an impressive one the week before with Disney Night. But I'm happy to say that Harry and Riley were able to bounce back and be way better than they were last week. And it was great to see, especially, you know, with that video package before they performed, seeing how, you know, how down they were about the criticism from fans online, and, you know, the scores from the judges. But, like I said, I think it was a huge improvement. But the key with them is that we're going to have to see at least more improvement next week. You know, we can't have them like fall back down again, especially as you get deeper and deeper into the competition. The judges obviously are going to score harder, and it just gets more competitive because we're getting closer to the end. But that's just how it is. So for Harry and Riley, I gave them a 25, which is my lowest score of the night. But like I said, I was impressed by them. So it was a huge improvement, and they received a 28 from the judges. Following them was Barry and Peta, who I think Barry and Peta have been one of the most like shocking couples from night one of this season. I think, you know, people didn't have like the highest expectations for this couple, but I think week in and week out, Barry and Peta have shown that they could really go they could really be in this for the long run. I was very impressed by this performance. I thought it was even better than what they did last week, and I gave them a 33. They received a 31. So it's cool to see a couple like that. Like I said, they didn't have, you know, a lot of high expectations coming in, and they improved week in and week out, and it's amazing to see. And as always, it was a joy to see Barry. He always, you know, brings a smile to your face, and he's just an incredible performer. And of course, you know, PETA does a great job always following Barry and PETA. We had Ariana and Pasha, who along with Jason, Daniela, and Sochi and Val have been one of the most consistent couples in this competition as well. I love seeing Ariana perform, and it always brings a smile to my face. And I don't know what else to say about her yet. She just brings like so much joy. Her smile just like makes you want to smile, makes you want to be happy. Yeah, and I've never even been in the same room with her, so imagine, it's just incredible. They received a 35. I mean, I gave them a 35, and they received a 37 from the judges. And I'm gonna post on Instagram when I post about this bonus episode. But honestly, after Bruno gave them a 10, I literally had tears in my eyes, like tears of joy. And I made sure to get a picture of myself, so I'll be sure to post that at the flame_ES. So yeah, I was very happy to see Ariana and Pasha get a 10. And what made me most happy was seeing their reaction. So very cool to see. Next up, we had Lele and Brandon. As always, I talk about Lele every week. It's like potential. You know, we just need like little improvements, and it just continues. But like, to me specifically, the last 2 weeks have been her strongest and most put together performances as a dancer for Lele. And I gave Lele and Brandon a 38. I was very high on them. I thought it was one of the best dances of the night. They received a 33, which I was kind of shocked about, but it is what it is. At least, you know, you do see the improvement. I think the judges see it too, and they see the potential. And as always, I always say it, but Lele does have a chance to be, you know, the sleeper in this whole competition and shock everyone and win it all at the end. I wouldn't be surprised. Following them was Mauricio and Emma. So Mauricio and Emma, following Mauricio, you know, his mishap, like I think it was 3 weeks ago already. I think it was Latin night. Following that performance, each week in and week out, he's just continued to improve. And I think this couple, you know, yeah, they've just improved week in and week out, and it's cool to see them bounce back from such a big, you know, mistake, and then like just get better and better. And yeah, I gave them a 29. They received a 31 from the judges. And then the final couple of the night was Charity and Artem, who along with Jason and Daniela, Sochi and Val, Ariana and Pasha. Charity and Artem are another one of those couples in that category that have been arguably the most consistent couple in season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. And yeah, I mean, this, I will say I was not entertained by this performance at all. Like, obviously I don't know how to, I've talked about Charity like this before. Like, I think she's so damn good at dancing that even in the nights where like she's like off, or, you know, like you're not really entertained, she's still like in that elite level, which is incredible to think about. So we just, you know, wait and see until she, you know, she really puts like consecutive performances where there's more entertainment, I guess you could say. But with that said, I mean, yeah, like they're still in the elite tier of this competition. I gave them a 33. They received a 35 from the judges. So following this, right, following all the dances, we had our first dance marathon of the season. They called it, of course, Dance Monster Fan, being that this episode was on Halloween night. And basically, the marathon was all the couples are dancing on the ballroom floor at the same time. And then one by one, they each get eliminated. And based on where you're eliminated, you get extra points added to your total score of the night. The first couple eliminated is the only couple that doesn't get extra points added to their final score. And the first couple eliminated was Barry and PETA, so they remained with their 31. Then we had Harry and Riley. They added one to their total, so they ended with a 29 on the night. Following them was Mauricio and Emma, who added 2 points to their scores, and they end the night with a 33. Then Allison and Sasha also added 2 points to their score, so they ended the night with a 31. Following them was Charity and Artem, and Jason and Daniela. Each couple added 3 to their score, so Charity and Artem ended the night with a total of 38. Then Jason and Daniela ended their night with a total of 39, one above Charity and Artem. Following them was Lele and Brandon, and Ariana and Pasha, each adding 4 to their final score. So Lele and Brandon finished with a 37 on the night, and then Ariana and Pasha finished with a 41 on the night. Then the winner of the Dance Monster Thon was Sochi and Val. So yeah, my favorite performance of the night. They end with a 42, being that, you know, winning this marathon gave them an extra 5 to their point total. And with that said, as always, you know, I always do my bottom two. I do who I think will be in the bottom two, along with who actually got in the bottom two. And then I do who I think will be eliminated with who actually got eliminated. With that said, I was accidentally spoiled prior to watching this Halloween night episode. So the bottom ended up being Allison, Harry, and Mauricio. And then the eliminated couple ended up being Mauricio and Emma. So yeah, it's crazy. Like, if you guys go back a couple minutes ago to how I described Mauricio and Emma and how they've just like been able to bounce back and be more consistent ever since that mishap a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that's how tight this competition is. And I feel I've been saying that at least the last couple of weeks, that this is one of the most competitive and open seasons of Dancing with the Stars that I can remember in a while. And yeah, even like Mauricio and Emma, they get eliminated, but I think they get eliminated on a good note. And like, what more can you ask for? Like, you think 2 weeks back, Adrian and Britt, they get eliminated after, you know, one of their best dances of the season. They end on a good note. Last week, it was Mira and Gleb, arguably one of their best dance of the season. So they end on a good note. And then Mauricio and Emma, I wouldn't say it was my favorite dance of theirs, but it wasn't maybe the second best that they've done. So they also end on a good note. But when you have a season that's so competitive and open, there might be some shocking eliminations along the way. But with all that said, yeah, like I said in the beginning of this episode, like, it was another great episode of season 32. Can't wait for night 7. Wow, that's crazy. We're already, yeah, really deep into this. And yeah, that's insane. Next week's going to be night 7 on Tuesday night. And there will be a guest judge once again, and it will be Paula Abdul, of course, famous singer, dancer, and of course, like, I think most beloved for her time as a judge on American Idol. So can't wait to see Paula back in her, you know, judging role. And I think she'll be a great mix along with Derek, Carrie Ann, and Bruno. And yeah, I mean, another great episode of Dancing with the Stars. I hope you guys enjoyed this bonus episode. If you think you know anyone that would enjoy hearing my thoughts on this, make sure to share it with them. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @TheFlame_ES. Follow me at Rob Cao. That's R-O-B-C-A-O. You could also, I mean, I'd appreciate wherever you're listening at right now, whatever podcast platform, if you guys could follow us on there, leave us a rating, a review. Sorry about that. Got tongue twisted. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever else you're listening to right now, I really appreciate it. Until next time, everyone, take care.